بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم بعد. Yesterday we commenced this hadith when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned about certain trials that will come like the sections of a dark night. A man will wake up in the morning as a believer and go to bed as a disbeliever, or in the evening he will be a believer and by morning time he will be a disbeliever. Thereafter the hadith continues, Al-qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-qa'im. The one that sits is better than the one that stands. And the one that stands at that time is better than the one that walks. And the one that walks in that time is better than the one that runs. In other words, the less a person moves around at the time of fitna, the better for him. The more safe he will be. The less a person moves around at the time of fitna, the better for him and the more safe he will be. He will not expose himself to the fitna. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a certain fitna will come, a person will just go to look, just to see what's happening. And he'll be consumed by that fitna, just to look. Now we know about addictions. A person takes a drug. One time he took the drug and he got hooked. So there will be certain fitnas, a person will just be present there in that environment. Person looked at one website, one picture came up, one haram photo, and he was gripped. His desires now started raging. And from there, where and where he went. And he goes in stages, and then eventually infidelity and haram acts and zina, and where he gets taken to. So the less a person moves around, the more a person cuts himself off, secludes himself, whether it is from the phone, whether it is from the wrong association, wrong places, the better for him in the time of these fitnas, so he can protect his iman. Thereafter, a very, very good question was asked. قَالُوا فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you order us to do then? In that time, what is your advice? And now we are going towards that time. قَالَ كُونُوا أَحْلَاسَ بُيُوتِكُمْ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, become like the saddle cloth of the camel in your houses. In other words, that saddle cloth remains on the back of the camel, just as it remains on the back of the camel. It doesn't move from there. You stay in your house and you don't move from your house. So the ulama advise that in a time of fitna, person shouldn't go to places where he knows there will be a lot of fitna, music will be playing, the dressing of people will be incorrect. It's summer now, and the beachfront. Person is going in the peak season, sitting amongst all those people. It's not the right thing. Because he is definitely going to be involved in sin. Crowds of people, music is playing, blasting, people are drinking alcohol. To be in that environment, there will definitely be an athar. If he doesn't perceive it, then it will definitely affect his heart because of the suhbat that he is in and in the place that he is in. And we are taught in the hadith that we should fear that if Allah Ta'ala's azab has to come upon those people, then we also, despite a person's iman and piety, he also will be swept away with the punishment and the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the advice is like the other hadith we read, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ The dua we read when we're making wudu, اللَّهُمَ اخْفِرْ لِي ذَنْبِي وَوَسِعْ لِي فِي دَارِي Allah make my home expansive and comfortable for me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ Let your house be spacious for you, comfortable. Make yourself comfortable at home. Shouldn't have this restlessness in our home. The house is supposed to be a place of comfort. So a person should make himself comfortable at home in the time of fitna. He's not losing out anything. Be at ease, be calm and cool at home or in the masjid. Person stays at home or he comes to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the company of the pious. One of these three. But there shouldn't be any other place that a person is spending his time and wasting his time. It's a real time of fitna. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah protect us, especially the holiday time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to do what is